Hi there, sweetheart. Mommy got all dressed up in some pretty latex because she wants to play a game. Would you like to hear the rules? Have you ever played Simon Says? Basically, it's a game where you do what you're told, but only if you hear Simon Says in front of it. As the game goes on, it gets more challenging. We are going to try a version called Mommy Says. Do you want to play, baby? All right. So before we get started, there are some ground rules. If you at any point want to stop, use your safe word. If you do not feel comfortable doing something asked of you, say yellow and let me know so that I can adjust. I'll do check-ins throughout because I know how you forget to say how you're feeling sometimes. Verbalizing it can be too much when your senses are overloaded. Don't worry. Mommy knows exactly how you get, sweethearts. You'll notice that I have a cup of ice and a marker right next to me. That's because you're going to be asked to use these during the game. Are you okay with that? And would you like to know how to win? You win the game by making it all the way to the end and coming when I give you permission. If you at any point do something that didn't have Mommy Says in front of it, we stop the game. Simple enough, right? Then undress for me. I want you naked for this. You know how much Mommy loves to see your body. You can't hide how you're feeling when you aren't covered. Your body is just so much more honest like this. Shall we begin? Mommy says blink. Good, now blink again. Did you notice how I didn't say Mommy Says, but you still did it? Wait for Mommy Says, sweethearts. Let's try this again. Mommy says stick your tongue out. Now put it back. Very good, baby. You're getting the hang of it. Mommy says, put your tongue back. Mommy says, look at me. Mommy says, keep your eyes on me. Mommy says, open your mouth. Stick out your tongue. Look at you. Mommy says, blink 3 times for me. Mommy says, close your mouth. Mommy says, take an ice cube out of the cup. Mommy says, touch the ice cube to your nose. Mommy says, pretend you're putting on lipstick with the ice. Did I say you could stop? Keep doing it, sweetheart. There you go. Mommy says, drag the ice cube down your neck. Good, good. Now place it on your right nipple. You didn't get caught up. Very good. Mommy says to rub it between both of them. Yeah, like that, baby. What color are you? Then Mommy says, hold the ice cube over your left nipple Mommy says, count with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Mommy says, now do the exact same thing to the right nipple. You can do it. I know it's going to be cold, but it'll be worth it. Now count with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Mommy says you can put the ice cube back in the cup now. We can go back to that in a bit. Now that your nipples are all cold and frozen, I want to pay attention to a different part. Can't have your chest hogging up all my attention despite how much I adore it. It's so hard for Mommy to keep her hands to herself when you look like this. You're gorgeous. Mommy says, lay back. Mommy says, get the marker. Mommy says, uncap the marker. Mommy says, hold up your wrist. Mommy says to write these letters in this order on your wrist. Are you ready? M. O. M. M. Y. Apostrophe. S. Space B A B Y. Mommy says, read it out loud. Excellent job, sweetheart. Now you're going to wear long sleeves or maybe some bracelets tomorrow so that you can cover it up. You're not allowed to wash the words off. They have to fade with time. Mommy now wants you to sit down so you can write on your thigh. Mommy says, write on your left thigh. I space D O space A S space I space A M space T O L D. That's right. Can you read it out loud? Not tricking you anytime soon. Going to have to start going a bit faster if I want to catch you slipping up. Now, on the right thigh, you're going to write O B E D I E N C E equals P L E A S U R Mommy says read both of your thighs back to her. Very good. Mommy says cap the Sharpie and put your tongue back in your mouth. Mommy says to close your mouth. Mommy says to take an ice cube out again. Mommy says to start rubbing the ice slowly over your body. That's right, sweetheart. Don't go too fast. We aren't in any rush. I want you to feel every second that the ice cube kisses your skin. Rub it up and down. Don't forget about your nipples. I know you just iced them, but it should have been long enough that they aren't so cold anymore. Oh, that's right, baby. Keep moving the ice cube around. Don't let it stay in one spot for too long. Mommy says to keep going. It might be cold, but it feels good against the heat of your body. Never keeping the ice in one spot for too long. You keep squirming, putting on such a lovely show for me. I love watching you lose your composure, sweetheart. Haven't even touched yourself yet. Just playing with ice and you're already so turned on. Doing what you're told makes you feel good, huh, baby? You're perfect, sweetheart. Mommy says put the ice cube back in the cup now. What color are you? Then you're going to use your bare hands to start touching yourself for me. Mommy says to slowly touch up and down your body. And don't ignore your chest. Caress it. Feel the nipples underneath your palm as you rub up and down your torso. Fingers still cold from the ice. It causes shock when you touch the parts that the ice didn't touch. Didn't realize how cold your hands had gotten simply from holding the ice. It's all right, sweetheart. You're still doing a good job. Keep it up. Keep doing what you're told. If you mess up the game, it's over and Mommy wins. You want to beat Mommy, don't you? Mommy says to move your hands lower, to start touching your hips and thighs as well. Not just your upper half, but also your lower half. Don't leave a single part left untouched. Ghost over the words you wrote onto yourself. Read them in your heads. Mommy says spread your legs. I'm going to set the pace for how you touch yourself. You are going to follow, understand? I want you to start at a medium pace, sweetheart. Not too fast, not too slow. Just a nice, easy pace. Like that. That's good. Mommy says keep that pace as you continue to rub yourself. I know you want to go faster. getting a bit distracted by the way the latex conforms to my body. When mommy was giving you instruction after instruction, it was easy to focus on something else. But now that you're face to face with it, you're starting to get a bit more flustered. Despite every single inch of my body being covered, there's nothing left to the imagination. You wish you could reach out and touch it, but you haven't been given permission. Don't know what happens if you do something that you haven't been told to yet. Instead of risking it, you focus your attention on how the light glints off the shine as you stare at my curves, taking in the outline of my pussy. If only you knew how wet you were making me, sweetheart. But it's not about me tonight. It's about you. Seeing if you can win the game. Mommy's not so sure you have it in you, but you're doing well so far. Let's just hope you can keep it up. Why don't you slow down, sweetheart? Mommy says to keep touching yourself, but stick out your tongue. Mommy says to blink twice. Mommy says to move your tongue around. Oh, that's it. Why don't you touch your nipples while you're at it? I'm surprised you didn't get tripped up on that one. I really thought that that one would be the one to get you. Then you would have had to stop because mommy would have won the game. But you're determined. I can see it in your eyes as you try not to get distracted by the latex. The longer you stare at me, the harder it is for you to keep in control. That's why mommy says to speed up. I bet that feels really nice. Mommy says to read your thighs out loud. Listen to that voice of yours. I want to hear more of it. Mommy says to moan. You can do better than that, sweetheart. Come on. Show mommy how good you're feeling. Mommy says moan louder. That's better. That's what I was expecting. Keep it up. Keep going. I know you want to win the game. You want to beat mommy and earn the prize. Going to get to come if you make it all the way to the end. If you end up messing up or even letting go too early, that means the game is over. Working yourself at the pace mommy sets. It's hard to keep it stable, but you're trying your best. Don't want to ruin things the closer you get. Mommy says to read your left thigh out loud. Mommy says to read your right thigh. Mommy says to stop wiggling your tongue and to put it back in your mouth. Didn't want you to think I forgot about it. I was just enjoying watching you try to multitask. You're so cute when you're on your best behavior like this. I think for that reason, you should speed up. You're not going to come, though. Not yet. You're not close enough. I'll decide when you get there. You keep your attention on my words, for hearing that magic phrase. Otherwise, you aren't supposed to do it. But because Mommy said to go fast, you're now going faster. Stroking yourself at my discretion. Even if it is against your better judgment. You know how close you're starting to feel. Hips bucking into your own hands as you try to keep yourself still. Try not to let me know how much you're enjoying yourself. It's all right, sweetheart. You're supposed to be enjoying yourself. Just not too much. You still have to wait for permission. This is a game, and if you come right now, you lose. Do you really want to be Mommy's loser instead of Mommy's baby? I thought so. What color? Music to my ears. Hearing you enjoy yourself so much. Mommy says to moan again. Mommy says to be louder. That's right, sweetheart. Let everyone know how good you're feeling. You seem to be getting a little too close, though. Mommy says to slow down a bit. I know. You were so close, but the game isn't over. I told you, I didn't want to set you up to fail. If you really think you can handle it, I can always speed you up. Is that what you really want? I didn't think so. Already struggling to keep your hips still. You keep arching into your own touch. Mommy says to reach up and twist your left nipple. I'm going to count down from 10 and then you're going to do the other one, all right? Okay, baby. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Very good. Now for the other one. You ready? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, I'm so proud. So good for Mommy. That's my sweet baby doing exactly what you're told. Mommy says to speed up again. Can you handle it? Look at you. Just a bit more. You can take it. You're going to make Mommy so proud and win the game. You're going to feel so good once you let it out. I just know it. All you have to do is wait for the final set of magical words. That's what you're really, really hoping to hear. As you get closer, it gets harder to deny yourself. You try to think about something besides how good you're feeling, but that means your eyes land on me. You see how good I look in latex. Can't help but get weaker as you take in the sight of my ass. You wish you could reach out and touch it, but you don't have permission. Not yet. You have to earn the privilege to touch me, sweetheart. It's not a given for you. You have to earn it because it's just so much more fun this way. Do you want to come, sweetheart? Mommy says to beg. Keep going. When you sound so desperate, I don't think it would be right to turn you down. I'm not a cruel woman. Mommy says come. Mommy says you've earned it. Let go for me, sweetheart. Come for mommy. Oh, yes. Just like that. I'm so proud of you, baby. You lasted the entire time. I really didn't think you would be able to do it. You handled it so well. I'm so impressed. You've made mommy so happy, baby. What color are you? Is anything sore? You're not hurt, are you? I was a bit worried about your nipples for a bit there with the amount of ice I was telling you to put on them. But you just seemed to be enjoying it so much. Plus, there was the added bonus of getting to see the nipples harden against the ice in real time. That was so fucking hot. You did such a good job, baby. Mommy is so proud of you. I love you so much, sweetheart. Yes, I do. You're the best sub in the entire world. So lucky that I get to call you my baby. Did you enjoy yourself? I thought it might be fun to add the writing part. We don't do it often, but I really like how it ends up looking throughout the week. You're not going to wash it off your wrist, right? You're not allowed, sweetheart. I asked you to write it in a prominent spot for a reason. You can cover it with a bracelet or long sleeves, or if you want, we could even get a subtle little day collar that's technically a bracelet, but it can cover secret words that I have you write. That way, something new can be written every day. Would you like that? Then after this, we can look at some online. I've always been more of a silver girl, but if you want to get something in gold, I'm sure we can work something out. Whatever you pick is going to be amazing because it's from you. I trust your opinion, sweetheart. You're the best thing to have ever happened to me. I can't remember the last time I was this happy. You just bring out the best sides of me, I guess. I didn't even like cuddling before I met you. Now I can't get enough of it. Speaking of which, do you want some cuddles from mommy, baby? Oh, right. The latex. I kind of forgot I had this thing on. I've just gotten used to how it feels. I have an idea. Why don't you help me get out of this latex catsuit and then we can take a bath together? You can wash all the lube off of me. I can massage your muscles. Then we can roll into bed and cuddle. Sound like a plan? God, you're amazing. I don't deserve you. But I'm happy to have you.